Is this the beginning of the end for the 50?
Well, we don't really know. I mean, as you said, they didn't print any last year, but they say there are reasons for that. They haven't put them into the sequence of conversion to polymer, which, of course, we've got the fiver now, the £10 in 2018, the £20 in 2020, no mention of the 50. So that's another sort of little hint. And, of course, they're quite hard to get. The cash machines generally don't dispense them. A few do, but very rarely. You can, of course, go into a bank and get them. I got these fine examples yesterday from a bank just down the road, and they gave me them without any problem. But then there's the question, what do you do with them? Do shops take them? And I think they are becoming rarer. And so the suggestion is they may be on that slow path towards disappearing.
But we touched on some of the reasons why the banks might want to phase them out, this idea of criminal activity, and they probably have a point, don't they?
Yes, indeed. I mean, they are the biggest store of value, certainly in England. In Scotland and Northern Ireland, the banks there actually issue £100 notes. So, yes, they do suspect that they're used as an easily transportable store of value. But, of course, they're much smaller than, for example, the 500 euro note, worth nearly 10 times as much. That's being phased out from 2018. And, of course, we saw in India recently, as I think you reported, the 1,500 rupee notes, which aren't actually that high value, but they were phased out immediately. And that was to stop people. And it's not just big criminal activities like buying drugs or moving money around. It's also the smaller stuff like paying the builder or a work person, for example, in 50s, because they don't want to put the money through the books. It's all that kind of thing that banks get worried about.